Oh! town was about 10,000 people. It's about 20 miles inland from the coast. And lived in this two-family house on this main highway in town. And my mom, she was a secretary. She used to work downtown on the office buildings. And my pop, he was a guard at jail for a while. And he worked in a plastics factory for a while. Sometimes he drove trucks. And a lot of times he was just homeless. And I remember in the summertime, off my room, there used to be this little roof. I used to put my mattress outside on the roof, sleep right on the roof when it was hot. And right next door to our house was this gas station. Used to close up about 1 o'clock. And all night long, these different guys pulling in, meeting somebody there and pulling out. And I just lay there thinking, just wait till I was old enough. And when I hit 16, me and this cat, we started going to New York City looking for some jobs. Used to work downtown, sometimes around the village. We'd stay up there till we ran out of money, until the cops pooped us in the Port Authority and sent us home. And I remember when my papa used to shut off all the lights in the house around 9 o'clock. He'd sit in the kitchen, drink a six-pack of beer, smoke cigarettes. My mom, she'd sit in the front room with just the TV on, watch the TV until she fell asleep. Wake up the next morning and go to work. And my papa used to lock up the front door so that me and my sister couldn't come in around the front. We used to have to go in around the back through the kitchen. No matter what time we came home, we'd be sitting at that table in the dark waiting for us. And I'd get off that bus from the city. And I'd walk through town. I'd walk through town again. And I'd just keep walking around and I'd find myself standing in the driveway. And I could always, through the screen door, I could always see the light of a cigarette in the dark. I remember I'd stand there. And I'd slip my hair back real tight so we couldn't tell how long it was. I stood up on the porch and tried to make it through the kitchen. If we didn't come home, if it wasn't too late, he might let us slide, might let us die. But if we came home past midnight, 3-4 in the morning, if I'd been gone for a few days, he waited like at the bottom of the steps, he'd call my name and come back and sit down at the table. We'd be sitting there in the dark and he'd be telling me, as long as we sat there, I remember I could always hear his voice there, but I could never see his face. We started off talking about nothing too much. I think he was going with me, what I was doing in school. Pretty soon, he'd be asking me where I was getting my money from. And what I thought I was doing with myself. We end up screaming at each other. My mother ended up running in from the front room and trying to keep us from fighting with each other. My mother always ended up running out the back door, screaming at us. Tell him. That was my life. And I was going to do what I wanted to do. It's a hard world to live with you. All good things have been taken. Oh. When I'm breathing, I'm dry. Take it off.